during the month of July, we'll be looking at the book of Proverbs. Each day through the month of July, 31 days, we'll be looking at 31 Proverbs from the book. And we'll be taking each proverb from the chapter of that particular day. So today we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 1, and tomorrow Proverbs 2, and so forth and so on. But today we've chosen Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7 as our text. In Proverbs 1 verse 7, Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Probably there is not a person among us who does not desire to be wise. And though sometimes we do rather foolish things, we do not want to be fools. We want to be wise. And so the question we really want to ask from our text today is, how can we be wise? Knowledge begins with the fear of the Lord, and that's what our text says. Remember, he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so knowledge begins with the fear of the Lord. This is reverential respect that every creature owes the Creator. It is often displays itself by loving obedience to God's divine will. In Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13, again Solomon would say, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Now notice what he's saying there. Here's the conclusion of everything that Solomon had written in the book of Ecclesiastes. Fear God and keep His commandments. One of the problems with society in general is a lack of the fear of the Lord. The reason that the crime rate continues to grow is because people no longer fear God. The reason why people do not treat people fairly and honestly is because people no longer fear God. The reason for every kind of impure living is because people no longer fear God. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When we are instructed, we gain knowledge, which in turn leads to understanding. A person can know facts without understanding them. Understanding is the idea of comprehension of facts, or conceptualizing facts. And the result of understanding then leads to wisdom. And wisdom then is the application of facts. But it all goes back to the very basic principle, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord leads to knowledge, the fear of the Lord leads to instruction, which leads to knowledge, which leads to understanding, which leads to wisdom. Now, the type of instruction that we're dealing with in our text is spiritual instruction. Instruction in math will not lead us to the fear of the Lord. Instruction in English will not lead us to the fear of the Lord. And instruction on how to be a good mechanic will not lead us to the fear of the Lord, nor to wisdom. But when we are instructed in spiritual matters by the will of God, and we then understand the facts that we've been instructed and apply them to our lives, then we grow in wisdom. Wisdom begins with the same place that instruction begins, the fear of the Lord.